This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We're going to start today by taking a look at the week that was. We call it the Weekly Wrap, a little live radio with Felix Salmon from Reuters and the End of the Suburbs author Lee Gallagher from Fortune magazine. Hey, guys.
Hi, Lizzie.
Hi, Lizzie.
All right, so we have had kind of a rough week on Wall Street. We got a sell-off in the equity markets, but also the bond market. Felix, what is going on here?
Bond prices, but bond yields are going back up to vaguely normal levels. Stock prices are not going up anymore because people are worried that companies aren't going to be able to make more money. So, yeah, it's a bit uncomfortable if you're one of those people who cares about what the markets do from day to day, which those of us who are smart never care about, right?
Never care about. I mean, is there an argument that we're due for a little bit of a pullback here? Things have been ripping along before this. Lee?
You could certainly say that. It's funny. I mean, the market and the overall economy have been two really pretty divergent stories for the past several months. And this week, they kind of converged a little bit. I mean, there's been a tremendous amount of unease about the economy, whereas the stock market has just been, you know, shooting to the stars. And so this was sort of a reality check a little bit. And we saw some not-so-great earnings results from two big bellwethers, Walmart and Cisco. Walmart being a bellwether for the consumer and Cisco being a bellwether for tech and business spending. So that's sort of scary-making.
All right. So Felix, I'm going to indulge your tendency to talk about broader things than the markets. Let's talk about Europe. We had this little moment of like, yay, maybe they're out of recession.
They're out of recession. Germany is pulling Europe out of recession, and France isn't doing too badly either. Europe could actually start really being part of the global economy and helping the world to grow again. And when I say Europe, I mean Germany and France, because as far as I can make out, the rest of Europe has basically fallen off the map at this point.
But come on, Portugal did well.
You're right, Lizzie, we think alike. Totally, 4.4%.
I mean, that's a big improvement. Do you see this as a real improvement, or is this a numbers glitch? Blip?
I think that it's a little too early to start, you know, popping the French champagne, although France did well also. I think that, you know, there's still tremendous unemployment problems plaguing all of Europe. And, you know, I mean, remember back when we were all talking about green shoots. I mean, I think we've all learned not to jump the gun on being overly optimistic, but certainly it's a really good sign. And at the same time, you had a lot of emerging market growth pull back a bit, so which isn't entirely surprising either, but it was sort of a reversal of sorts.
All right, so I'm going to kind of stretch this analogy and go from one sort of European thing to another. The London Whale. We had actual charges brought not against the London Whale, but two other former J.P. Morgan traders. I guess I'm curious, Felix, is this the end of where the charges go, or are there still more folks to fall in this, do you think?
This is it. I call them the London small fry. The London Whale gets off because he's giving evidence. And all of the senior people, Ina Drew, Jamie Dimon, the people you might have heard of, they're untouchable. So they get a couple of people that no one's ever heard of towards the bottom of the food chain, and that's the best they can do. It's quite pathetic, really.
Well, Lee, I'm curious about this because there was maybe some rumbling when Mary Jo White, the new head of the SEC, came in that we were going to see a more muscular SEC. Now, we've also seen these things come from the Justice Department. So is there anyone else who's going to fall, or are we out of it? We are running up against the statute of limitations and the financial crisis.
Right. Well, Preet Bharara of the U.S. Attorney's Office here is on quite a tear, especially as regarding insider trading. So I think we'll see more there. With the SEC, I mean, we might see more. This has all proven to be very difficult to actually try and convict anyone for actual criminal wrongdoing. But one thing I think is interesting is that it looks like J.P. Morgan may admit ultimately to wrongdoing, which is very rare. That hardly ever happens. So.
And the consequences of that would be significant. Why?
Symbolic. To me, it's significant. Nobody ever does that. I mean, it's, you know,
nobody ever
says
we screwed up here.
Yeah, this has been this whole pattern of paying millions and millions of fines, and that's it. And the deal is that you don't have to admit you did anything wrong. So forever and ever in the record books, you're clean. And not that, you know, admitting wrongdoing is anything more than that. But I think that's an important
unless
change.
you lose your banking license.
All right, all right, all right. I'm going to let you two argue this out in the rest of the studio. Thank you both, Lee Gallagher from Fortune, Felix Semmern from Reuters. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Lizzie.